visiting CITR after this program.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Charlie Harper from the UK Subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
All right. Good afternoon, all. Welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron. Yeah, here till 1 o'clock as always. On this long weekend, Victoria Day long weekend. Hope you're all enjoying yourselves so far. And we start things all off with the Damned, their latest brand new for 2018 on Spime Farm, Search and Destroy Records. We heard a track called Sonar Deceit. And yeah, that was the best track I could find off this record. I listened to it the other night and geez, it kind of sounded okay as background music. I don't know. I'm going to give this a few more listens though, because the Damned, some of the records have been a real grower on me. Classics like Strawberries and the Black Album. So yeah, I got to live vicariously through some photos this morning of last night's show in town with the Ripcords from Montreal, along with the Motherfuckers from Calgary and Locals Obscene Being. I saw that their singer Jameson was singing in a chair because he had a broken foot or something. And yeah, looking forward to seeing Angry Old Band, new act with Eddie Dutchman and Dave from Cardi 7 and Matt from who plays in Power Clown and Dagel Abortions and Scum Element and all those type of bands. Yeah, that was it looked like a good show. I wasn't in attendance, but I was very fortunate to be in attendance for last week's Slayer show. Yeah, Slayer, long running classic Los Angeles thrash metal band on their farewell tour. Yeah, they blew the roof off the Commodore. Man, that was incredible. I saw them when I was 17 years of age. The year was 1990 or 91. And it far surpassed it on Wednesday. Yeah, they just, like I said, it was absolutely phenomenal. I couldn't ask for a better show. I don't think anybody could have. So if that was the last ever tour, as they say, man, they ended out on a good note with that spectacular show. Slayer were, I never really got into them too much after South of Heaven in 1988. That was partly because I was getting into the punk rock and the hardcore, as you know, on this show. And that was inspired by a record put out by Slayer called Rain and Blood. Well, some people, Slayer was a stepping stone to heavier music. Like, people would say they were definitely an influence, what formed death metal, grindcore, and all the heavier genres of music. But for me, Slayer was a stepping stone to hardcore punk, and bands like GBH and Discharge. And we're going to hear Slayer covering GBH. Then we're going to hear GBH's version of the song. It's on the Undisputed Attitude release, covers, punk records covers. This is the best track on the album, and strangely enough, it wasn't available in the North American pressing. It was on the European pressing. So, glad to get this on a vinyl copy, though, with all the stuff. From the Undisputed Attitude, like I said, this is a cover of the GBH classic, Sick Boy. We'll be right back.
But we'll be back here tomorrow night. And this one's called Sick Boy! Featuring the incredible Tommy Neymar on guitar.
This is Colin from GBH and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
News, and you're part of the Annihilation Generation on CITR 101.9 FM.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Yes, the Rickshaw Theater in the downtown east side of Vancouver. Yeah, we're hosting some cool shows coming up, namely GBH on June 2nd and on the Saturday, and then the following week, Subhumans from the UK. And we start things off with Slayer doing a GBH cover from the Undisputed Attitude Punk Covers release. We heard a track called Sick Boy. And then we heard the original, well, we didn't hear the original version. We heard GBH doing doing their version of it, and that was from a live song, a live version going back to 1988, and Tommy from The Accused played guitar on that album, or on this song. Yeah, GBH were touring with The Accused for the More Fun Than an Open Casket Funeral release by Seattle's The Accused. And yeah, it showed up on their next record, The Maddest Stories Ever Told, which we heard a track from. Yeah, Martha Splatterhead's Maddest Stories Ever Told. We heard a track called Inherit the Earth. And that song I heard covered last week by a band that played with Slayer called Lamb of God. And, I guess they did their own take of that song. Maybe they have good taste in music, but that kind of music just isn't for me. And as a friend of mine summed it up best, you can't polish a turd even with an Accused cover. So yeah, I'll stick to the original. And to give them a plug, they were in a band. They had a band called, I can't even remember the name, something about the priest, something Decapitate the Priest or something like that. And yeah, they're doing a punk album, so-called punk covers album as well, but I won't be buying it. Yeah, no Lamb of God for me. We followed with DRI from the Violent Pacification and More. This is kind of a weird limited 500 copy Record Store Day release, 2018 on Radiation Records. Great record label, good packaging, although there's no insert and the track listing is messed up on it. So yeah, this one will go in the pile pretty quick. Yeah, I don't listen to DRI a whole lot these days. Yeah, another old school act we're going to hear right now. They've got a new album. It's called Fight Back. This is the latest from DOA. This is a track called You Need an Ass Kicking Right Now on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Oh, Nelly. I never needed anyone but me. I never fit in with my family. I'm a fuck up, I guess I'll always be just an outcast in society. Just leave me alone. Suck my phone. I never went to church, I never learned the rule. I always hated sports, I always hated school. everything I did was against the rules. I got blamed for everything, I always got the screw. Well, why don't you all fuck off and die? Who needs you anyway? Why don't you just leave me alone? Suck my bone.
What the fuck? Thank you. Hey, everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM? That's right. That's right.
Started the last set off with DOA from the new release, Fight Back, on Sudden Death Records. We heard a track called Need an Ass Kicking Right Now. And from G.G. Allin from the No Rules 7-inch, back when he could still sing, back when he was still alive. Yeah, he croaked in the early 90s. We heard a track called A Fuck Up. And from France, we heard a track called Waiting for the War by Soggy. Yeah, it's a self-titled release of all their stuff on Outer Battery Records. Yeah, 11 songs in total. And we followed with Pure Hell with another track of the Nancy Sinatra song, These Boots Are Made for Walking. That was covered by a few different bands. Yeah, their version was pretty good, too. First Afro-American punk band from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we followed with a track from the Plasmatics, New Hope from the Wretched. Heard a track called Tight Black Pants. And from Twisted Sister of all bands, yeah, we heard a track called Destroyer. And that was from the Under the Blade release. Came out on a punk record called Secret Records in 1982. Yeah, they were the only non-punk band on that label. And yeah, I saw some recent live footage of Twisted Sister in England back then. And Big John from The Exploited, yeah, he was roadieing for them. So yeah, let's get back into the show. We're going to hear a new band called Niv Stuck It. But first, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. Here we go.
To my eyes, the last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. I want you here with me at the Wise Hall Fleet. Wise Hall Fleet.
Hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
All right, start things all off with Niv Stuckett's local act. I got to see them a while back at the Black Lab. Yeah, they're pretty cool. It's from a demo of theirs called Polity. One of the members, Lindsay, she plays bass and she also plays drums in the Alien Boys, and she used to sing in a band called the Living Dead Beats. Yeah, very cool. And we followed with Tarantula from a new release of theirs called The Very Best of Sex and Violence, and we heard a track called Hunting at the Zoo. And after Tarantula, we followed with Toronto's SHIT from the La Vida S Unmuse release, brand new one. It's coming out June 1st. It's just called What Do You Stand For? And the name of the track we heard was called Algorithm, and we're going to get into another new one on the La Vida S Unmuse records from the UK. This is Chain Cult. And this is their track called Chain Cult. Here we go.
We'll be right back. Hey, this is Dick from Subhumans. You are listening to Generation Island Annihilation. Easy for you to say. I'll say it again. This is Generation Annihilation. This is Dick from Subhumans. This on CITR 101.9 FM. That's F and M, female and male. All sources catered for, no matter which. Even if you're somewhere in between, in Vancouver, BC, also AD, also into the future. If you don't know what you're listening to, you do now. Cheers.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Only two songs in that last set, and we start things off with Chain Cult from their new mini-album thing on La Vida S Unmused Discos Records from the UK, which is where Chain Cult are from. We heard the track Chain Cult, and when I hear that track, I can't help but think that they listen to a Vancouver band called The Spectres, because you can, it really sounds like them in that song. But yeah, a little bit harder than The Spectres, but definitely the influence is there. And, yeah, a lot of very influential bands came out and are still coming out of this fine city known as Vancouver, British Columbia. And we followed with the Neon Taste cassettes demo release from Dead Cells. We heard a track called Message Rogue. And, yeah, I saw these guys about a month or so back. Man, I hope I see them again. They're really good. Yeah. Kind of post-punky stuff, but with more of an edge. Yeah, I think they're really cool. We got Power Chord coming up next, and some shows I want to talk about. There's a show going on tonight at the Elf House, and it's with Zola, an act coming all the way from LA, and classic Mexican punk band called Vaza Come On are playing, and yeah, that's at the Elf House at East Georgia and Clark tonight. It's $10, so yeah, check that one out. June 1st, they're back. The return of BNU, also known as Brand New Unit, a kind of a melodic pop punk band that were around and pretty popular in the mid to late 90s, maybe even early 2000s. They'll be playing with ATD, Not in Public, and Bishop's Green and Christ Air, and that's at SBC on June 1st. And June 2nd, of course, is the big GBH show, which I'm really looking forward to. And going to be doing a showcase on GBH probably next weekend. And June 5th at the Rickshaw, UK act, Subhumans. Jeez, that's so awesome that they're finally coming here. And yeah, how could we forget about the... I also forgot to mention this at the start of the show. This isn't advertised very well, but the Damned are coming back. Yeah, they only played here last year. But yeah, they're playing the Commodore July 4th. And can't forget about the Have a Good Laugh Fest, June 22nd, June 21st, 22nd, 23rd at a bunch of venues. Yeah, Tom and the Boot Boys, Reeks, yeah, a whole bunch of cool acts are playing for a 3-day festival, and the full pass is $85. So, yeah, we're going to leave you with one more. This will hopefully take us into Power Chord. Don't see them around here, but, yeah, still got a bit of time to go here. This is an act. Yeah, they're from, where are they from? They're from Boston, yeah. They call themselves, yeah, they're kind of like a thrash metal band. And, yeah, they're called The Lifeless Dark, and we're going to hear two tracks, one called Terminal Phase and the other called Outcry. So, yeah, enjoy this track by Lifeless Dark. Check us out online, GenerationAnnihilation.com, and like us on Facebook, and enjoy your Monday off or enjoy your overtime pay. Talk to you later.
Power Chord Heavy Metal Radio, bringing you the best metal for over 30 years on CITR. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.